Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Guthrie County Public Health Director Jotham Arbour about the flu season and RSV. This is part two of a two-part interview. Piggybacking off of what you said of what people should do when they are sick, especially with the flu, how long should people stay home if they believe they have the flu?
So the flu, usually you are contagious up to 7 days. That can go, you know, in between 1 and 7 days. It usually takes about 2 days before symptoms even begin to show. So if you think that you do have the flu and you've got the symptoms, you're running a fever, your chest feels very tight, you got aches, you're kind of in that point where you're thinking, boy, this does seem like influenza, we recommend that you stay away from activities so that you're not infecting people. And then, like I talked about earlier, making sure that you're contacting your provider, because they're going to be able to give you a lot of recommendations. Sometimes when you are throwing a fever and it's really high, they do want to get you in because they do have some antivirals that they could put into place. Tamiflu is one of those. So if you're a severe flu case, and they want to make sure that they're treating you appropriately. But like I said, we recommend that you stay home until you don't feel bad anymore.
What would you say are the emergency warning signs that someone should seek medical attention immediately?
If you are spiking a really high fever, and I think that that's the most common thing that you'll see, you want to get in and seek a treatment. If you're unable to breathe, if it feels like an asthmatic attack where your chest is closing and you're unable to take good breath, that's a reason to get into an emergency room. If you're feeling like you're going to faint, if you're feeling just in a way that you feel that you're not going to be able to continue on, that would be a good sign that you need to get in to get treatment. But the fever and the chest are two of the main things that I'd say, yep, you need to get in right away.
For those who maybe have a spouse or children, etc., what should people do if they're caring for someone else who has the flu?
We would recommend taking some safety precautions. One of the best things that we can do, that everybody can do to prevent germs from spreading, is to wash your hands. If you are taking care of someone that is sick, making sure you're not getting too close to them. I know it's kind of hard, especially with the children, but doing everything you can to make sure that if they're coughing or sneezing, that you have a protective layer between yourself and them. And if you do get coughed on, making sure you're going and washing up. Washing those hands all the time. I can't stress that enough. If you don't have access to soap and water, the rubbing alcohol that you can get for your hands is a good way to prevent. It's not as good as just washing your hands. That mechanical motion destroys germs as you're washing with water. And then just making sure that you're not putting yourself into an environment that you have a lot of sick people, because if you get sick, you can't do anything for those sick people. So kind of sectioning off your house is a good way to go about it. If you've got sick people, putting them in one room and trying to avoid that room if you can. But we understand that when we're taking care of sick people that sometimes there's just no way to avoid that. So just doing our best to wash our hands and making sure we're not getting too close in contact.
Another respiratory illness that I myself have only been familiar with the last few years due to personal relationships and just research is RSV. Now, for those who aren't familiar with that, what sort of section of the population should be most wary of that, and how common is that for Guthrie County?
So RSV is also a respiratory illness. It impacts our younger kiddos much more severely than it does anybody else in the population. That 0 to 2 year old range is really where you see that pop up. Over the last few years, we have seen quite a few cases of RSV. We've seen some people come in that thinking they have flu in their kiddo, and it is RSV. It can be very deadly because it can stop their lungs from working like they need to. And so it's something that shouldn't be taken lightly, and you should be seeing a clinician immediately for something that you would suspect to be RSV in a child under 2.
What are those warning signs for RSV?
A lot like the flu, you're going to see the child is going to have a lot of breathing issues. There's a very succinct sound in the lungs that you can hear when a child has RSV. Watching their chest and their diaphragm pull in. A lot of times when a baby has RSV, they'll pull in so hard that their chest kind of becomes concave as they're breathing. So if you notice any of that kind of symptom in a child, you should be going to a physician or emergency room immediately.
with the holiday season, Thanksgiving, etc., those are definitely opportunities for relatives to maybe want to embrace a small child relative. But what would you advise parents as far as how they should best protect their children from getting RSV?
It's very hard sometimes, especially with relatives around, to keep your child away from them. Everybody loves their little nieces or nephews or their grandchildren. But I think that parents need to be aware that during flu season, especially during the colder months, if someone is sick, they shouldn't be holding a baby. I also think that the population as a whole should always ask before touching a baby or kissing a baby. And that includes family members, because sometimes a child might have a sickness that they're dealing with that they just need to be kind of segregated away from that touching and holding. And so we want to protect them as best we can. So parents should just be very cautious about who they let hold their baby, especially during flu season, who they let around the baby with coughs and sniffles and that kind of thing.
Those who are affectionate should try not to be too offended if someone declines them to hug or kiss a child.
Absolutely. That, you know, I think affectionate people love to show affection, obviously, but sometimes it's not in the best interest of a child, and you're loving that child a little bit more by not maybe kissing them or holding them. And I don't think that any of us that want, you know, our nieces or nephews or grandchildren, I don't think anyone wants them getting sick. So I think that you're absolutely right. You shouldn't be offended if a parent asks you not to hold their child or to kiss their child. It's not because they don't like you, and it's not because they don't want you showing love to their baby. It's because they want to keep their baby healthy.
I think that wraps things up for the flu season topic, in case there's anything else you want to mention.
Just making sure that you're getting that flu shot, the best thing you can do, and then washing your hands and staying healthy.
Would you say it's ever too late to get a flu shot?
No, I don't think that it's ever too late to get a flu shot. Like we talked about, flu is a year-round thing. We see it spike at certain times of the year, but it's never too late to get the flu shot. We'll give you a flu shot no matter what month it is.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Guthrie County Public Health Director Jotham Arbor about the flu season and RSV. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.